She's making history. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman on the Supreme Court. In this hour, as the court's new term starts, she hears her first case.
Whether the EPA has the authority to claim the Clean Water Act applies to an Idaho couple's plans for a piece of property the EPA says is technically wetlands. But there are other critical cases on the calendar, including two that could result in an end to affirmative action on public and private college campuses. Two other cases pertain to elections.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Another court in Washington, another trial stems from last year's Capitol riot with the most serious charges, seditious conspiracy. Opening statements today, the founder and the Oath Keepers and four associates accused of plotting to use force trying to prevent President Biden from taking office. They found more bodies in Hurricane Ian's destruction in Florida.
The official death toll now tops 80 people, that per the state's medical examiner commission. Half of them right here in super hard hit Lee County.
Fox's Phil Keating at a Fort Myers distribution site. People picking up cases of meals ready to eat, water, and bags of ice. There have been long lines at gas stations, too. About 600,000 homes and businesses statewide remain without power. There's also no water or sewer service in many areas, especially
Fort Myers Beach, where 90% of the buildings are now destroyed, if not just wiped flat. Also, Sanibel Island and Pine Island. All of those islands no longer have bridge access for residents. The one that is actually usable is Fort Myers Beach, but local officials aren't letting residents get in and out at this point.
Now, President Biden will go to Florida on Wednesday to see Ian's damage firsthand. Later this hour, he will take off for Puerto Rico, where about 120,000 homes, businesses remain out of power 2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona hit the island. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
On Wall Street, an attempted rebound to start a new week and month and quarter coming off three straight losing quarters in the stock market. Now, the Dow is surging up 458 points. It's back over 29,000. The NASDAQ is gaining 127, and the S&P 500 is adding about 40. The Dow in September lost nearly 9%. The NASDAQ down almost 10, or more than 10% in that month. The price of oil is also surging today, up more than $4, back over 84 bucks a barrel, while gas rises a fraction. AAA's national average for regulars about 380 per gallon. That is 8 cents more than last week, 60 cents more than a year ago, but about $1.20 off the record in June. There is some controversy at gas pumps in New Jersey.
Costco used to allow everyone in the Garden State to buy gas at their discount prices. Many people taking advantage of the savings earlier this year as gas prices were skyrocketing. But Costco ended that 18-year arrangement in July. So now Costco only sells gas to members who pay $60 for membership. Now, two state lawmakers want to change that, saying gas is a public commodity, proposing legislation that would require all membership clubs in New Jersey to open up their discounted gasoline to all Garden State residents, not just paid members. State officials saying there is no consumer law preventing Costco from holding such a members-only policy. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A scary movie tops the box office.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. Smiling at me.
Smile debuts with 22 million in ticket sales, leaving Universal's new release, the gay romantic comedy Bros, in the dust of fourth place.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. Don't Worry Darling was second, The Woman King third. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.